The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. I think today's gospel is the gospel that presents Jesus in the most negative way. Basically, he called the woman a dog. Now, yes, Jesus had his confrontation with the scribes and the Pharisees, but they were men, they were learned, and they were trying to trip Jesus. Yes, he turned the table of the merchants in the temple, but they were desecrating God's house and making it a marketplace. But this woman wasn't asking for anything, wasn't not, you know, trying to trip Jesus. She was concerned about her daughter and came asking for help, showing Jesus respect, calling him Lord, son of David, a royalty, and bowing to him in homage. And yet Jesus answers her that way. Why did even Matthew put that in his gospel? That's the only gospel that we find this encounter between Jesus and the Canaanite woman and the words of Jesus. Well, first let us look at the time of Jesus. A Canaanite woman. The Canaanites were the enemies of Israel all the way back to Moses. When the Jewish people left Egypt and came to the promised land, the Canaanites were already there. They're the ones who the Jewish people replaced. And the Canaanites had their cities on the coast, on the Mediterranean. They were never a great power because they were more like city-states, like the Greek city-states. But they were rich because they were merchants, and whoever came from what's today Iraq, all those civilizations needed them for their ships, for trading. Even at the time of Jesus, the people of Tyre especially were rich people. It was an affluent community, again, because of their trade. And what they'll do is they'll come down to Galilee and buy all the produce, just raising the prices and making the, you know, agricultural produce not available for the local people. So they were hated by the Jews at the time of Jesus. So this is who the Canaanite woman is. And Jesus probably, it says, withdrew to that region because he wanted to get away from the crowds. They wanted a little break. But then this woman, who probably heard about Jesus, comes to him shouting, "Help me, Lord." And the first thing we see is the response of the disciples. That's the same response they gave when Jesus would feed, before he fed the thousands, said, "Lord, it's getting late, send those people away." Their solution to anything, "Well, that's not my problem, send them away, let them take care of their own thing, send this woman away." And a lot of times we do the same thing. We say, well, this is not my problem. Why should I care? Why should I bother? And Jesus always responds in the opposite way. No, you should be involved. You should be bothered. Don't pass it on to someone else. As his disciples, we can't just sit on the sidelines watching things happen and not getting involved. We need to get involved. That's the purpose of being the disciples of Jesus Christ, God's special people, God's special children, is so we can help transform this world and transform it to a place of justice, peace, and mercy. But if we don't want to get involved, how would it happen? Now, why was Jesus silent for a while? Well, sometimes we forget that Jesus was human in every way except for committing sin. Jesus understood his mission to be first to the people of Israel. Not because God did not care about anyone else, but even from the first reading in Isaiah, from the time of Isaiah, God is telling this nation of Israel, your job is as my special people to be a light to all the nations. It's not like you're just special, I don't care about anyone else. But it's through you that you'll bring everybody to know me, to know your God who saved you from slavery, who got you through the desert, who gave you this promised land. You are to take this message and share it with people. Not to see it as something privileged for you to keep to yourself. So that's what Jesus understood his message, his mission to be. And remember, Luke tells us Jesus grew in understanding and wisdom. And in the end of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells them as he ascends to heaven, go to all nations. Because that's the time when the message will spread from his disciples to all the nations, to all the world. But it wasn't the time for it yet, and that's what Jesus was facing. How should he respond? Now, this is a concrete situation. Jesus is not trying to change God's plan or be disobedient to the Father, but he's faced with this concrete situation. This mother who's tugging at his heart is pleading for her daughter, but she's not Jewish. What should he do? And because of her persistence, because of her humility and respect, Jesus listens to his heart and gives her what she wants. He heals her daughter. Then he continues his mission to his people. Now, why would Matthew put this in his gospel? Because the community of Matthew, the community he's writing to, was different than the communities of John, Luke, and Mark in the sense that it was mostly Jewish Christians. And they were dealing with this issue, how should they welcome, or should they welcome, the Greek Christians, those who were pagans and became Christian. And we know that was an issue in the early church from the time of Paul, even before the Gospels were written. Should they become Jewish first? Should they follow the law? Should they get circumcised? And he wanted his community to know, yes, our mission first is to our people. God made the promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But also God told us to go to all nations, and even Jesus had to struggle with and do it himself. He welcomed the Canaanite woman. Not only just granted her what she wanted, but he calls her a woman of great faith. There's only two people Jesus called of great faith. One is the woman, Canaanite woman, and the other one is the centurion, who was a Roman and also a pagan. What did he tell Peter last Sunday? You of little faith. Matthew's trying to show their community that they have to be welcoming and open their doors for everyone. God's mercy, as Paul tells us, yes, the Jewish people first rejected Jesus, and because of that, the Gentiles became Christian, but now hopefully they will bring the Jewish people back to their obedience and acceptance of Christ. All are included. There's no one excluded from God's mercy. God wants the salvation of all his people. But let's go back to the woman. I want you to imagine yourself in her shoes. You have a daughter or a son who's possessed by a demon. Obviously, at that time, any mental illness to them was a possession by the evil spirits. Would you go shouting in front of everyone up in the public that my daughter has been possessed by a demon? Probably not. She probably should have taken Jesus to the side and whispered to him, you know, Lord, my daughter is possessed by a demon. Can you help me? But she shouts it out to everyone to hear. Why would she do that? Because she loves her daughter. She doesn't care about the stigma of being possessed by an evil spirit. She realizes that's not her daughter's fault. She wants her daughter healed. That's her mission. That's her purpose. That's what she cares about. So she shouts it from the top of her voice. Like I said today, mental illness is kind of what people thought was possession by demons, but there is still a lot of stigma about mental illness in the world today, in the 21st century. We don't want to talk about it. We want to hide it. But that's a problem, brothers and sisters, that we're facing. And we need to deal with it. We need to have that courage, not just the faith of that woman, but her courage to talk about it publicly. Whether you're someone who's dealing with mental illness, you have nothing to be ashamed of. It's not your fault. Just like somebody gets cancer, they're not ashamed because I have cancer. Although probably we can contribute more to having cancer than someone can contribute to having a mental illness disease. You need to seek the help that you need. Go see your doctor. Go see a therapist. Talk to someone you trust. You have nothing to be ashamed of or feel guilty about. It's not that you don't have a strong will or strong willpower or that your faith is not strong enough. It's a disease. Seek the help you need. Families and friends, if your children, your spouses, your siblings, anyone you know about, treat them as human beings with the dignity of being a child of God. Don't make the illness become their identity. When somebody has cancer, you don't say, well, I'm cancer. But a lot of times we say, well, I'm bipolar. I'm schizophrenic. No, you're not bipolar. You have a bipolar disorder. You're not schizophrenic. You have schizophrenia. It makes a big difference just when we talk about it and how we talk about it. But we need to bring it to the open. We need to work as a society to make sure there's enough money to support and treat and find new treatments for those who are suffering from mental illness. Shower your family member, your friend, whoever it is, with your love, your concern. Help them to know that you care about them, you respect them. Talk about it among your friends, just in general, so it doesn't keep having that stigma that, you know, that's something I don't want to talk about, that's something kind of bad or shameful. It is not. It's just a disease. A psychiatrist told the story, a woman who, was married, had children and grandchildren. She suffered from breast cancer and severe depression. And she was able to treat her cancer, and she was, the cancer was in remission. But she ended dying from suicide because of her severe depression. And one time her psychiatrist asked her, if you had to go through this again, which one will you choose? And she said, I'll take the breast cancer over the depression. People who are suffering from mental illness go through a lot of internal suffering, emotional suffering. And we need to be there to support them. They are our Canaanite woman today. They're the ones who we need to reach out to and shower them with love and acceptance. The gospel today is about inclusivity. Everyone is included in God's family. Who's your Canaanite woman? Is it the undocumented immigrant? Is it a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Is it the homeless person who has mental illness? Who are you excluding? Today, Jesus is challenging us as he was challenged to break down those barriers, like that woman did by going to Jesus, and let our mercy and love cover everyone. Holy Family has been known to be a place where all are welcome. Let us make sure it continues to be that place.